fiduciary responsibility and public trust. Also, I am worried about correspondence I read in the last 12 to 24 hours about possibly, perhaps, a town employee and two members of the town council may be breaching their fiduciary responsibilities according to the Office of the Attorney General. So that's a concern. I mentioned the others. I also, I put Rich Miller's email out there for the public, and I can send it to anybody who wants it. I really am looking at Rich Miller's steps 1 through 7 of his correspondence that was emailed to all the commissioners in his first piece. He's a member of the investment committee. I do agree with Rich, and for the reasons he stated that this wasn't right, it wasn't ready for a vote, are the same reasons that I won't go into all those seven. They're the same reasons that I'm voting no. And that is a public document.
All right. Gary?
Well, I appreciate all the comments and the letters and the concerns, and there's a lot of what ifs and have you thought about this, and are you sure about that? Is the sky falling? I'm an engineer, and I guess we engineers think differently and maybe sometimes crazy, but I analyzed a lot of these questions, if not all of the questions, and so I haven't gone into my decision blindly. For the last weeks, I've been doing what are the pros and cons of the issues that you've brought up, and I see a lot of the things that were said were there's a lot of emotional things. Some of the arguments that have been made and made on assumptions, and assumptions weren't necessarily true, but the arguments then were furthered based on sandy soil. I hate to use sand in the word, but you need a good foundation to make your arguments and go forward. And, so, and a lot of the arguments, although I'm sure everybody was well intended, I think the foundations weren't as good. So my homework, I feel that I've done my homework, and I feel that in principle, the town and our community has already made a decision. When we did a similar negotiation with DBE for the 3,000 foot space down in the Ruttertown, and it's basically we took our Christmas gift back and we said we can do better, and this piece of property has put Dewey Beach on the map. We have a presence on Route 1, or we will have. We wouldn't have any of that down at Ruttertown. So I think, we made a conscious decision that we could do better. And I think, it's just like what we went through a couple of years ago, that the sky was falling when we were arguing about building Ruttertown. And now that it's done, most of the people that I've talked to say, hey, that it wasn't that bad after all. And I think a year from now, 2 years, when you see a beautiful building on Route 1, flagpole out front, and our visitors coming in there and have a place to buy their dog licenses or permits, a place to ask questions about what do they need to do if they come to Dewey, do they need a dog license? So all these things are going to be a value added to our town. I believe there was an article in the one of the newspapers about, are we getting the most benefit from our camera system? And quite frankly, when I was working on that purchase, I said, we need to have a better command and control center. And if you looked at the space down here, we don't have an efficient control center. And that's very important. I consider the police department and our beach patrol to be absolutely invaluable. Just this morning, we had another example. I think one of our elderly citizens wanted to come up here, and he got the dates, times mixed up. Or we had to send him back out in the rain. Well, if we have a new facility, we can have a reception center. If we have to go into executive session, where our citizens can wait, and it will be much more professional. I think we can operate more efficiently. Documents will be easier to find. It's a good thing, and I think when you people, when we all look back, and I know it's a lot of emotions here, I think when we look back, we'll say, hey, it wasn't that bad after all. I am willing to, yes, as Courtney said, I don't work in government. I work for an aerospace vendor, private company. And I've always been told I'm a tightwad, and I consider my money that I spend for my company and while I'm sitting on this commission is very important, and I take it darn seriously. I think this is a no-lose situation. I think whatever the outcome may be, I think it's going to be. I don't think we're going to lose at all, if any chance. I think that the plans that will be developed with the help of input from the citizens to turn this into our focal point for Dewey will come together, and I think we'll be good. I've done my homework. I didn't take this decision lightly. I think we need to move past the emotion and the political arguments and think outside the box. And I think what my wife told me before I came in today was, you know, Gary, think about what's the best thing for Dewey Beach. Put all the other drama behind you and do what you got to do. And, you know, maybe looking back, maybe we could have done a little better. But, you know, I think hopefully you all elected us. And, you know, I hope you at least trust us that we're trying to do the best job as volunteers, and that's all we need to do is do the best we can do. So I would be inclined to vote for this.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not inclined to vote for it, and it gets very visceral. I mean, the idea is that basically I don't think we did enough to give the people the conviction that they were involved with this decision, or that we have actually done our homework and figured out what we really need. I mean, I feel that I was subject to the same influence. I was somewhat blinded by the idea when I learned that we had the potential to get property that was adjacent to Town Hall. And certainly I was willing to go along with what we were doing, but then I thought there'd be the opportunity to get sufficient description of what the needs were and so that people could be convinced that we're actually buying the right kind of property at the right price to get the kinds of space that we need for Town Hall. And I don't think we've done that. And I'm unwilling to say if it's the old idea, if you want it bad, you get it bad. And oftentimes when you get blinded by what I think is the temptation of what appears very nice on the surface and in the beginning, you make a decision that often turns out the wrong way because you didn't do enough homework. And I don't think we've done enough homework on this one, and so therefore I cannot go along with it. I think the process of involvement was bad because we didn't allow the time to do the homework and to adequately engage the public and let them know and convince them what we were doing. And if I could hark back to DBE, I think that was I was not in office at the time of DBB, but I got up in several public meetings and said, look, what you guys are proposing may be the best thing in the world, but the process you're using is alienating a lot of people in town, and it surely did. And it may end up being a good thing. So far, it looks like the DBE project is really good for town. Why didn't they try to sell it? And why didn't they convince the public that that was the right thing to do? They didn't have faith in the public. So I think that I'd rather have put my future in the faith of having the people help me make the decision. And in this case, I don't think that's been possible because we haven't even enough information to make the best decision ourselves.
Okay.
I vote against
it. So roll call
vote then. Mm-hmm. So, are you voting no?
I'm voting no.
Aye.
I vote no. And by the way, I have no information about what we could do to the current town hall to improve it, what that value might be if we wanted to sell it and buy across the street. I don't have the value on that property. We could sell it and buy across the street.
Gary?
I will vote affirmatively.
Okay, so it passes 3-2.
Trying to do both. So you record
yes.
your vote?
Yes.
Yes,
I said yes.
Okay, so I would bang
so
my gavel.
So it passes 3-2.
Yeah.
All right.
Folks, we still got agenda item 316. So.
Yeah.
We're coming out of here thinking that there's not, you know, more things to talk about.
Do you want another recess? Do you want another recess? To let people...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, do we need to? The people that have been waiting are just trying to find the agenda.
We'll look at a conditional use.